USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County health officials are issuing new safer at home orders that go into effect on Monday. Under the new order, residents are being asked to stay home as much as possible and wear a face covering outside. Public and private gatherings with anyone outside one's households are prohibited. Health officials remain concerned about a spike after Thanksgiving. People taking to the streets in Los Angeles to protest the new orders. Protests also taking place in London, where strict lockdown orders are in effect. At least 60 people have been arrested. And a celebration of life held for former New York City Mayor David Dinkins on Saturday. Dinkins recently passed away at the age of 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
There are more options on the table when it comes to federal executions. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, here's Jeremy Scott.
An amendment published Friday in the Federal Register changes the protocols on executions, allowing the U.S. government to do so by not only lethal injection, but, quote, any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. Some states do allow other forms of the death penalty, including firing squad, electrocution, and inhaling nitrogen gas. Attorney General William Barr resumed federal executions this year after 17 years. There are five executions scheduled in President Trump's final days in office. The Justice Department has put to death more people this year than the past 50. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Trump set the campaign Saturday night for Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The president will be holding one of his rallies at an airport hangar. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Today is Small Business Saturday.
November 28th is Small Business Saturday, and although the holiday shopping season looks different this year, there are still plenty of ways to support local shops. Some businesses are getting creative with offering private shopping appointments so you can avoid the crowd. Most have stepped up their online game so you can still support small businesses and not leave the comfort of your home. While small biz owners admit they do miss the intimacy of a face-to-face transaction, their shopping online option allows for browsing and spending and not being confined by COVID restrictions or normal store hours. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill expanding school vouchers to include more low-income families. The previous law provided eligibility at 200% of the poverty level, but the new law expands this to 250% of the poverty level. School Choice of Ohio cheering the move, saying thank you, Governor DeWine. Seattle police made three arrests on Friday night during a demonstration on Capitol Hill, with one of those taken into custody accused of assaulting a police officer. Sergeant Randy Hursick of the Seattle Police Department saying in a statement that the arrest took place after officers announced a dispersal order when protesters blocked all lanes of traffic. Police posting on social media some of the damage done to a local Starbucks in the area as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.